Blog Talk Radio.
Love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for Truth Talk. It's time for Awaken to Empowerment Radio. It's time for us to pray with the Yasha Prayer Force, and it is time for us to awaken America, because woke is a joke, okay? It's our country. It's our time. We are here for such a time as this. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and this is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. You know, when you're empowered, what can't you do? See, you got to get awakened, because woke is a joke. And when you're awakened to empowerment, we can take America back. We can save our country. Our founding principles were awesome. You know, we got a constitution. We fought a revolution. It's our country. It's our time. We are here for such a time as this. It is time to awaken America. So, Carol Ann Parisi, and we're going to start off with the Yasha Prayer Force, because, that's what we should do. We got to pray like we never prayed before. We got to fight like soldiers in a war. Take a stand, every woman, every man down on our knees. We got to beg and plead. We won't give up. We won't give in until God blesses America again. Or Maranatha, because, I mean, look at this. We have earthquakes in Haiti. We have hurricanes coming to New York. We have wars, rumors of wars. Hello? Anybody read the back of your Bible lately? So let's get down. Let's start with our Jesus calling for today, August 21st. Wait with me for a while. I have much to tell you. You are walking along the path I have chosen for you. It's both a privileged and a perilous way, experiencing my glorious presence and heralding that reality to others. Sometimes you feel presumptuous to be carrying out such an assignment. Do not worry about what other people think of you. I'm going to repeat. Do not worry about what other people think of you. The work I am doing in you is hidden at first, but eventually blossoms, burst forth, and abundant fruit will be born. Stay on the path of life with me. Trust me wholeheartedly, letting my spirit fill you with joy and peace. 1 Kings 8:23, Galatians 5:22 through 23 are the scripture readings, and this is Jesus calling. Okay, Devotions for Every Day of the Year by Sarah Young, and you know, Jesus, let's come before his throne now. Abba, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for leading us, guiding us, and touching us. We thank you for showing us the way. We are surrendered to your will, for your glory, God. We know that we are to pray big and worry small. Your word tells us to pray without ceasing. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We are to pray without ceasing, Lord. So, God, we know, as it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, Lord, we ask for your guidance. We trust in you, as you tell us to in Proverbs 3:23. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So God, we're praying. You say to us in Matthew, whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, believing, you will receive. Okay, God? So God, we ask first of all for your wisdom and discernment. In all matters, we ask that you anoint our words, you anoint our mind, you anoint us for your glory, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for Jesus, the blood of Jesus that was spilled for our iniquities and our sins. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit leads, guides, and touches us. We know we can do nothing without you, and we receive your blessings with faith. We are your children. We are children of the Most High God. We are anointed and appointed. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Your word tells us so, Lord. So, God, we ask for your protection and provision. We ask you for wisdom and discernment. Lord, please help these people in Afghanistan. Help our American citizens. Help the poor Christians, the women, the children, all of these people, Lord, let them awaken to your truth. God, please let something miraculous happen. We know that you're the God of miracles, and we're asking for a miracle there to change hearts and minds, to go ahead and God, just make these people awaken to you and to your truth. Father, we also ask that for our protection of this country, please, God, bless our President Joe Biden. Please, God, we know the man is not healthy. And, God, we wonder, if, Lord, if he's being lied to, people are being duplicitous. We understand there's a dark force out there, Father, and we rebuke it by the blood of Jesus. We ask for your favor in this country. We ask for your favor. We are sorry for murdering unborn children. We are sorry for our iniquities, any racism, any classism, any sexism we've had, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness. But we are not perfect people, and that is why you sent your son, Jesus. So we surrender to your will, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for leading us, guiding us, touching us. We thank you for showing us your way. And God, we trust in you with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and attitude. Your word tells us, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. So that is what we're doing. So, Lord, we thank you. We hope to glorify you, and we believe that you will answer our prayers, and we thank you. And we know we can do all things through you, God, through Christ, who strengthens us. We know that faith can move mountains. Yes, God, we believe it. We believe it. We believe in you. We are asking for peace, love, freedom, peace of mind. So, God, we thank you for this day. Amen. All right. So, friends, sorry about the long prayer, but there's a lot going on right now. And I want to thank you for joining this Yasha Prayer Force. I'm hoping everybody's having a wonderful weekend. And those of you who are in the hurricane, this new Hurricane Henry, I don't know, there's so many things in New York City. Mamma mia, what the heck? 30 years it's been. So we ask that New York City, let these people be prepared and do the right thing. So, friends, yeah, there's a lot going on. And, you know, I've been thinking about this war thing that's going on in Afghanistan, this revolt. And I am not a military expert. I am not the smartest, sharpest tool in the shed. But I have something called common sense. And what's concerning me is, now mind you, I'm not a military operator, but what's concerning me is, why would anyone have just pulled out of a violent country, leaving all of your people, your military hardware, and all of those things behind, without a thought. I mean, without a thought. Just la-di-da, just leave it behind. Oh, yeah, we're just getting out, we're bailing. Who would have done that? Who would have advised that? Is Biden being set up? I mean, is this part of this whole great reset? Yeah, I got my tinfoil hat on. It's on and shiny right now, but, I mean, why? Why would anybody do that? We've spent trillions of dollars over there, trillions of dollars, and, I mean, my gosh, that doesn't even talk about the treasure of human life that we've spent. I mean, there's women there, there's children there, there's been, what's going on? This does not smell right. There's something not right about all this, friends. Think about it. Think about it. I mean, for our country just to have bailed like that, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. And it's funny because press conferences are different depending on who you're listening to. If you're listening to the military elite, you're hearing different things than what the president's actually saying. Are they giving him misinformation? to get rid of him? I mean, is there something going on here, friends? I don't know. But think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Look at things differently. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, sometimes crazy like a fox isn't a bad thing. There's something up here. And talking to some of my friends, when I said that, they're like, whoa. You know, and that's just, you know, now I'm starting to hear other people talk about it. So there's something up, man, and it smells bad. And I don't think it's something that's going to be beneficial to this president, okay, or our country. So you heard it here. Because we're not woke. We're awakened. Because as we know here at Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment, woke is a joke. Woke is a joke. And wokeness is hurting us more than anything. And yes, I am doing stuff. I'm coming in and outside because I'm bringing stuff in because it looks like we're going to have a storm. Hallelujah. It's going to rain. I won't have to water all of my all of my beautiful vegetables that I planted too close together. I don't know if I talked about my vegetables at all. Man, I tell you. First time I did some beds, and I just put too many in one bed. And it's all right. It is what it is. They'll be delish. They'll be healthy. Getting tomatoes, squash. Going to grill some squash up. Because you know what? Health is important. Your own natural health is important, too. Your own natural immunities are really important. Can we tell these doctors that want to keep plunging our kids with all these shots? I mean, I'm not a no-vaxxer, but do we need to have 72,000 vaccines? I mean, do these babies need to constantly get plunged every other week? I mean, yeah, okay, we kicked smallpox's ass. Vaccines, those are good. That kind of stuff's great. But I think there's some nefarious stuff that goes on, too, with those vaccines. And I don't know. I think we really are in some interesting times. And it's up to us, people that love the country, that love their fellow man, that come from a place of peace, love, empowerment, that have part of the high vibe tribe in them. It's up to us to be the difference and be the change. Only way evil prevails is good men and women do nothing. Burke said it. Burke said it so beautifully. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is that good men do nothing. We cannot do nothing. We have to show up, stand up, speak up. We cannot put up. We cannot let up. And we cannot let them win the narrative of that people that are quote-unquote conservative are terrorists. Listen to them. They are so negative. Like Nancy says, who is her birthday tomorrow, what they spew is what they do. You know what? That's BS. You got to watch everything and make people accountable for their words. You know, we got to be accountable for our thoughts, our words, and our deeds all the time. It's important. It's important. It's how we are going to do better as a people. But our leadership, and I have a big, huge air quote around the word leadership, needs to be accountable to us, okay? Oh, and I heard the report from the FBI. It was not an insurgency on January 6th, and no, it wasn't Trump's fault. So for those of you people that thought this was Trump and he did it, blah, 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 I'm sorry. They found new. But we still don't know who killed Ashley Babbitt, do we? Where is all the rioting about a woman being killed by a Capitol police officer? I mean, come on. Come on. You know, how many people are going to get killed in Chicago this weekend, you know, because of gang violence? I hope none. I hope none. Well, I bet it's going to be over 40. I mean, who knows? It's disgusting. And where's Mayor Lefty Lefthead? Whitehead? You know, the trifecta. black lesbian woman. I mean, seriously, who cares what your gender is? Who cares what your melanin content is? Who cares? You know, leadership is leadership. Women are strong leaders too. She's not one of them, though. You know, I mean, you know, but you're woke. Oh, look at, we've got a black lesbian woman who's going to be mayor. Look at us. We're so woke. We're so inclusive. You know what? If that's what you're judging people on, you're a bunch of morons. How about a content of character? How about leadership and somebody who comes from a place of values and principles and tenacity? You know, call Trump what you will, but Trump was badass. He was badass. He didn't put up with BS. And that's what we need. We need leaders that are going to say, this is America, you don't F with us. Okay? You do, we're going to bomb you into the Stone Age. And I hate that, believe me. I don't like killing bugs, people. Okay? But damn it. You know, if it's, you know, my family or your family, I got to take care of my family. It's my required service. You know, and that's why we got to get those Americans out of there first. Yes, it's horrible to see all these innocent people that have sacrificed. This is just horrible. But as we know, God is in control, and the only thing we can do is pray and then, you know, ask for, you know, leadership and guidance, because if we don't have it now, we're not going to have it. But anyway. That's my ranting for today. And you have a really cool book here. It's called Shocking Secrets of American History. 115 Surprising Amusing Tales by Bill Coates. So, here's something. Death by Friendly Fire at Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter. See, in 1861, the Confederate Army fired on Fort Sumter in the Charleston Harbor. The state would have it, the enemy commanders were well acquainted with one another, and this fact had a fatal consequences for certain private, Donald Huff, H-O-U-G-H, like the street in Barrington. So, it's Huff. Before the rebels began their attack on Fort Sumter, General P.G.T. Beauregard sent a message out to Major Anderson, his old artillery instructor at West Point. The Confederate general, sure that he was going to be successful in taking the fort, informed Anderson that when the inevitable occurred, the Union commander would be given the opportunity to salute the Stars and Stripes before it was replaced with the Stars and Bars. With this understanding between the two former comrades, the ball began. The Confederate batteries opened fire first, while Anderson and his troops remained sheltered in the covered casements, unable to do much damage to the Confederate gun positions. Finally, when it became obvious to everyone that the fort was going to fall, Anderson signaled his intention to surrender. But before he did, he was going to take advantage of his past relationship with his adversary. So Anderson ordered his guns to make ready for the salute that Beauregard had promised. Halfway through the observance, however, one heavy gun exploded and killed Private Donald Huff, H-O-U-G-H, instantly. During that siege of Fort Sumter, not one soldier lost his life. But in this one act of military courtesy extended by Beauregard to Anderson, as he was surrendering his position, Donald Huff was accidentally killed by friendly fire. He became the first man to die in war that would see the deaths of more than 600,000 other men and boys. In retrospect, it seems a pity, at least for Huff, that his commanding officer was on such friendly terms with the enemy. Kind of interesting right now, huh? Yes, from the book, Shocking Secrets of American History. And, you know, wars and rumors of wars, friends. What's going on? What's going to happen? I guess we don't know. I guess the only thing we have to do is pray and believe that in possibilities and have hope that things are going to get better. Have determination that this will change, this will turn around. I mean, we are a great nation because we are founded on biblical principles, Judeo-Christian ethics. If we get back to that a little bit, we'll be a better nation again. We've got to remember, our vibe attracts our tribe. We've got to call out these woke jokesters, these people that divide us by race and class. You know what? A house divided cannot stand. So if you start exposing these people that are dividing, for what? For what? This is a great country. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep America, America. And that, you know what that means? That means letting immigrants here legally and assimilate to be proud Americans, be it Mexican-Americans, Italian-Americans, German-Americans, French-Americans, but Americans first. Yes, bring your culture here. It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, I mean, it's so interesting to talk to people about their culture and, you know, be open to listen to other people's thoughts. You could learn something. I mean, but you know, don't be coming here illegally. That's a criminal. It's a criminal act. But we got to keep that vibe high, hang out with good, honest, integral people, you know, reach out to people, talk to them about issues. It's very surprising, the more people you talk to, if you could just talk to people at their own level in their language, they'll get it. Although there's sometimes people get a little goofy. I had a goofy thing yesterday. This lady was giving me change, and I was telling her she's giving me the wrong change. And I'm not a math genius, but, you know, and then she blamed it on me. And it wasn't like one of these kids that can't do math, because none of these young people can do math without their calculators, you know. Oh, I can't give you that change because you gave me a penny more and I can't give you a nickel, you know. It's like, really? You're a moron, you know. Anyway, yeah, my machine told me I got to give you 6 cents, not seven, whatever. I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, had interaction like that. That's why credit cards are so much easier, because they don't have to figure that out. Then again, Anyway, friends, pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on. Is this a false flag operation? I mean, a real flag, but is this to distract from something bigger? Pay attention. Won't your liberties be stolen from these people? Because they want to. These hateful, negative, low vibrational wokesters want to take your freedom and liberty away. Okay? They don't want you to be awakened, because when you're awakened, you're a high vibe. Part of the high vibe tribe. You know truth. And embrace truth. Truth is one of the highest vibes we can have. So seek truth, speak truth, be truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi with the Voice of Truth at Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I enjoyed doing it for you. And like I always say, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And of course, peace of mind. I'm going to sign off here with Boston. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to y'all soon. Ciao, ciao for now. Peace of mind.